The Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. During President Biden's recent trip to Japan, Japan committed to reducing its dependence on imported petroleum by 2030. That means they're doubling their demand for ethanol, including sustainable aviation fuel and on-road fuel, possibly representing more export opportunities for the U.S. The U.S. Grains Council said this could increase biofuels use for Japanese consumers and provide ways they can meet carbon emission goals. While much of the western U.S. is under some level of drought, a lack of precipitation doesn't necessarily mean no mosquitoes. And that's why entomologist Dr. Justin Talley has four tips for protecting horses from West Nile virus. 1, vaccinate your horses. 2, hang high-powered livestock fans. 3, get rid of as much standing water as possible and clean the horse's water at least once a week. And last, minimize a horse's exposure during mosquito feeding times at dusk and dawn. Washington Representative Dan Newhouse recently introduced a bill aimed at preventing the Chinese government from buying public or private land in the U.S. The Prohibition of Agricultural Land for the People's Republic of China Act would also prevent the purchase of land by foreign nationals associated with the Chinese government. The legislation would also prohibit the same associations from participating in any USDA programs except food safety inspections. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.